So this is a shrine to the god Mithras, who was a Roman god with a lot of mystery around the cult. It was a cult that required initiation. So only men could become members of the cult. And once they were initiated, it's like a Yale secret society. You weren't allowed to speak of it to anybody that was not a member. So we actually know very little about the cult itself and the rituals and what went on, except for what we can deduce from the architecture of the shrines. We assume that there were ritual banquets that took place. There's evidence for banqueting found in most of the shrines. And there was also an altar, not shown here in the gallery, but evident in the excavation photograph. So sacrifices and offerings would have definitely been made in this room. It would have had a fully arched roof, and the roof, not reconstructed here, was painted blue with gold stars. So it would have given sort of a celestial, cosmic feeling. Mithras was particularly popular with the Roman soldiers. So anywhere the military established garrisons, we tend to find shrines to Mithras. So they are in Italy, they are in Germany, there's one in London. This is the farthest east that one has ever been discovered. And there are a few anomalies to it which have to do with its with local traditions at Dura and in Syria. But there are elements of the iconography that are universal to all Mithraea. So the main cult relief represents Mithras slaying a bull, and other elements which are just about universal include zodiac signs, which you can see in the arch on the limestone relief above the bull slaying. Down in front of the bull is a dog and a snake. There is a bird flying in the background behind Mithras. His cape is flying out behind him. There is some pigment preserved on the reliefs. You can get a sense that it would have been brightly painted, and actually more traces of the pigment must have been there when it was excavated. So we have a watercolor drawing of it that was made in the field as soon as it was found, and we know that the figure of Mithras was entirely gilded, so he would have been glowing gold in the middle of the shrine.